like to warmly welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering, a live teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by the Foundation for Prayerful Living and open to all. We're delighted that you've joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those of you with a computer, our web address for this meeting is prayerfulgathering.com. There you may click on the link labeled Follow the Meeting that will provide you with the order of this meeting along with links to the words of the hymns today and other information. Everyone's telephone has now been muted to eliminate background noise. Later in the meeting, when it's time for testimonies, if you'd like to share a testimony, simply press star 6 on your phone, keypad, and your phone will be unmuted so that everyone will be able to hear you. Only the healing message portion of this meeting being read today will be recorded for public use. This will enable individuals around the world to have the opportunity to listen at their convenience. To hear previous healing messages, just click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive on the prayerfulgathering.com webpage. The Bible, Genesis, the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And from Job, What then shall I do when God riseth up? And when he visiteth, what shall I answer him? Who teacheth us more than the beasts of the earth, and maketh us wiser than the fowls of heaven? Surely God will not hear vanity, neither will the Almighty regard it. There they cry, but none giveth answer, because of the pride of evil men. Therefore doth Job open his mouth in vain. He multiplieth words without knowledge. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind, and said, Who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me. Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. Hast thou perceived the breadth of the earth? Declare if thou knowest it all. Who has put wisdom in the inward parts, or who hath given understanding to the heart? Hast thou given the horse strength? Hast thou closed his neck with thunder? Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that thou canst do everything. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. From Isaiah, Keep silence before me, O islands, and let the people renew their strength. Let them come near, and let them speak. Who hath wrought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning? I am the Lord, the first and with the last, I am he. For I beheld, and there was no man, even among them, and there was no counselor, that when I asked of them, could answer a word. Shall the clay say to him that fashioneth it, What makest thou? Or thy work, he hath no hands? Ask me of things to come concerning my sons, and concerning the work of my hands command ye me? I have made the earth, and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their host have I commanded. I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. From the New Testament, the Gospels of St. Luke and St. Matthew. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man. And it came to pass that he went into the house of one of the chief Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath day. And they watched him, and behold, there was a certain man before him which had the dropsy. And Jesus, answering, spake unto the lawyers and the Pharisees, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? And they held their peace. And he took him and healed him, and let him go, and answered them, saying, Which of you shall have an ass or an ox fallen into a pit, and will not straightway pull him out on the Sabbath day? They could not answer him again to these things. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, What think ye? A certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, Son, go work today in my vineyard. He answered and said, I will not. But afterward he repented and went. And he came to the second and said, Likewise. And he answered and said, I go. I go, sir, and went not. Whether of them twain did the will of his father? They say unto him, the first. Now, when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them, and healed them. And devils also came out of many, crying out and saying, Thou art the Christ, the Son of God. And he, rebuking them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew that he was Christ. And it came to pass, as he was alone praying, his disciples were with him. And he asked them, saying, Whom say the people that I am? They answering said, John the Baptist. But some say Elias, and others say that one of the old prophets has risen again. He said unto them, But whom say ye that I am? Peter answering said, The Christ of God. And finally from 1 Samuel, And it shall be that if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. And now from Science and Health with Keys to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. Above error's awful din, blackness, and chaos, the voice of truth still calls, Adam, where art thou? Consciousness, where art thou? Art thou dwelling in the belief that mind is in matter and that evil is mind? Or art thou in the living faith that there is and can be but one God and keeping his commandment? Until the lesson is learnt that God is the only mind governing man, mortal belief will be afraid as it was in the beginning and will hide from the This awful demand, Adam, where art thou, is met by the admission from the heart, stomach, blood, nerves, etc. Lo, here I am, looking for happiness and life in the body, but finding only an illusion, a blending of false claims, false pleasure, pain, sin, sickness, and death. Is God's image or likeness matter, or a mortal, sin, sickness, and death? Can matter recognize mind? Can infinite mind recognize matter? Can the infinite dwell in the finite or know aught unlike the infinite? Can deity be known through the material senses? Can the material senses, which received no direct evidence of spirit, give correct testimony as to spiritual life, truth, and love? The answer to all these questions must forever be in the negative. Corporeal sense defrauds and lies. It breaks all the commands of the Mosaic Decalogue to meet its own demands. How then can this sense be the God-given channel to man of divine blessings or understanding? How can man, reflecting God, be dependent on material means for knowing, hearing, seeing? Who dares to say that the senses of man can be at one time the medium for sinning against God, at another the medium for obeying God? An affirmative reply would contradict the scripture, for the same fountain sendeth not forth sweet waters and bitter. Does wisdom make blunders, which must be afterwards rectified by man? Does a law of God produce sickness? And can man put that law under his feet by healing sickness? According to Holy Writ, the sick were never really healed by drugs, hygiene, or any material method. These merely evade the question. Sickness has been combated for centuries by doctors using material remedies. But the question arises, is there less sickness because of these practitioners? A vigorous no is the response deducible from two connate facts, the reputed longevity of the antediluvians the rapid multiplication and increased violence of diseases since the flood. Then comes the question, how do drugs, hygiene, and animal magnetism heal? It may be affirmed that they do not heal, but only relieve suffering temporarily, exchanging one disease for another. We classify disease as error, which nothing but truth or mind can heal. And this mind must be divine, not human. So-called mortal mind sends its dispatches over its body. But this so-called mind is both the service and the message of this telegraphy. Nerves are unable to talk, and matter can return no answer to immortal mind. The clay cannot reply to the potter. The head, heart, lungs, and limbs do not inform us that they are diseased, consumptive, or lame. If this information is conveyed, mortal mind conveys it. Neither immortal and unerring mind nor matter, the inanimate substratum of mortal mind, can carry on such telegraphy. For God is of purer eyes than to behold evil, and matter has neither intelligence nor sensation. My first discovery in the student's practice was this. If the student silently called the disease by name when he argued against it, as a general rule, the body would respond more quickly, just as a person replies more readily when his name is spoken. But this was because the student was not perfectly attuned to divine science and needed the arguments of truth for reminders. If spirit or the power of divine love bear witness to the truth, this is the ultimatum, the scientific way, and the healing is instantaneous. The test of all prayer lies in the answer to these questions. Do we love our neighbor better because of this asking? Do we pursue the old selfishness, satisfied with having prayed for something better, though we give no evidence of the sincerity of our requests by living consistently with our prayer? If selfishness has given place to kindness, we shall regard our neighbor unselfishly and bless them that curse us. But we shall never meet this great duty simply by asking that it may be done. God is love. Can we ask him to be more? God is intelligence. Can we inform the infinite mind of anything he does not already comprehend? Do we expect to change perfection? Shall we plead for more at the open fount which is pouring forth more than we accept? Shall we ask the divine principle of all goodness to do his own work? Are we really grateful for the good already received? Simply asking that we may love God will never make us love him, but the longing to be better and holier, expressed in daily watchfulness and in striving to assimilate more of the divine character, will mold and fashion us anew until we awake in his likeness. The science of mind healing shows it to be impossible for aught but mind to testify truly or to exhibit the real status of man. Science reverses the false testimony of the physical senses, and by this reversal, morals arrive at the fundamental facts of being. Then the question inevitably arises, is man sick if the material senses indicate that he's in good health? No, for matter can make no conditions for man. And is he well if the senses say he is sick? Yes, he is well in science, in which health is normal and disease is abnormal. Christian science awakens the sinner, reclaims the infidel, and raises from the couch of pain the helpless invalid. It speaks to the dumb the words of truth, and they answer with rejoicing. It causes the deaf to hear, the lame to walk, and the blind to see. Who would be the first to disown the Christliness of good works when our Master says, by their fruits ye shall know them? Ask yourself, am I living the life that approaches the supreme good? Am I demonstrating the healing power of truth and love? If so, then the way will grow brighter unto the perfect day. Your fruits will prove what the understanding of God brings to man.